Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday to this recorded edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here. So, Haydad and I are going to be, for the radio show, on remote, further away than I actually thought that we would be. I'm going to be getting home much later tonight than I initially thought. So, still wanted to do a show for you today, and I'm going to go ahead and publish it. Just get it out there right away because the big news of the day actually happened yesterday. I don't want to delay anymore. I want to get these thoughts out here to you. So this will serve as Thursday's live stream. Again, it's just because I'll be getting home really, really late tonight. We'll be live again on Sunday. But here is my reaction to Ole Miss fighting off Texas A&M and keeping Chris Beard. Texas A&M made a very public, very heavy pursuit of the Ole Miss coach, and he turned them down, Ole Miss making a dramatic increase in their commitment to basketball. We'll talk about all that right here again on this edition of the Rebel Report. Please subscribe if you have not already. This has a podcast feed. Just search Rebel Report wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also, like, subscribe to the channel here. Leave a comment as well. I'd love to hear what you have to think about what happened between Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Chris Beard. This edition of the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm for personal injury. If you've been personally injured anywhere in Mississippi, give him a call, 662-397-9799. The Gregory Law Firm, he's in Fulton, but he can take care of you anywhere. Again, 662-397-9799. Don't delay, call DJ today. So, Chris Beard turns down Texas A&M. And if you guys want to flash back to Tuesday night, all of the reporting, and it was really only coming out of one side and then a little sprinkling of national as well, but it was Chris Beard, Texas A&M, engaged in conversations. It's getting close to the finish line, 90% done. And I'm not talking about just like some random anonymous Twitter account. There were people that cover Texas A&M that were talking about the possibility of Chris Beard going to Texas A&M. Not only the possibility, but the sides engaged in conversation. And Texas A&M people going into yesterday morning expected him to be their head coach. That's what everybody thought nationally, locally, that this deal is basically done. Chris Beard's going to be off to Texas A&M. And sure enough, obviously, that is not the case. Chase Parham was first on it. And by the way, local guys never get any credit for breaking stories. Chase Parham was first. He was the first one to put out there that Ole Miss expects him back, that he's coming back and all that. His reporting on this was excellent. And so when Pete Nakos and Thamel and all these guys put out there breaking Chris Beard going to stay at Ole Miss, they never gave credit to the person that actually broke the news. So kudos to Chase Parham at Rebel Grove. I almost said Revel Grove. What would that be? I've got Reveille on my mind, Texas A&M. Anyway, kudos to Chase Parham for being first on this story, despite not getting any of the credit nationally for doing so. And if you believe Chase, which you should, by the way, the offer that Texas A&M gave to Chris Beard was a significant increase, a significant investment in player acquisition funds, let's call it that, or salary cap, or whatever you want to call it, NIL, pick your description, and a salary worth $7.3 million a year. That is a massive salary for a basketball coach for basically any school. That's football coach money. That's SEC football coach money. Texas A&M offered Chris Beard that, and he ultimately told them no. Now, as you can imagine, Ole Miss countered with a similar, if not greater, offer. So Ole Miss is going to be paying north of $7 million a year for a basketball coach, and his player acquisition fund is dramatically increasing as well. And so there's two ways to talk about this, and we'll do that right after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. They're on exit 40 in Brookhaven. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, give them a look. Check out their online inventory because you don't want to just go to any car dealership. You want to go to one that's going to take care of you like a person. They care about people at Toyota of Brookhaven. Use my code online. Just Use code Rebel Report or tell them that I sent you. $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota. They also have a great service department, any maker model, and they will take care of you there. Toyota of Brookhaven. So obviously the first thing, the first angle is what this means for Ole Miss basketball first, just the basketball side of this. And it is obviously objectively massive for every reason that you can think of. Ole Miss was able to hire Chris Beard because of what happened at Texas, right? So they wouldn't have gotten a coach like this under normal circumstances. That being said, though, they have an elite basketball coach on their campus. Some would argue he's a top five coach in America. And I think if you watch the coaching job that happened this year, he took a team with one big and a roster that had flaws to the Sweet 16, and they were a made shot or two away from the Elite Eight. It was a masterful coaching job. And every second that Chris Beard is coaching basketball for Ole Miss, it benefits Ole Miss. This is not just a situation where the second he leaves, it goes right back to where it was. He has commanded investment, both monetary and fan buy-in, in ways that not many coaches could have. Both with his on-the-floor product being what it is, which is exceptional at this point, and also the way he engages the fan base. I mean, there is the two-sides approach to what he's doing. He's winning on the court, but also doing everything right when it comes to engaging a fan base that has not been given the opportunity to love good basketball because they just haven't gotten that much good basketball. So every second that he is at Ole Miss, the floor of the program continues to elevate. If Ole Miss is willing to go 7.3 or more for a basketball coach, that job, Chris Beard rejecting Texas A&M to stay at Ole Miss, got other coaches, I promise you, got college basketball to pay attention to Ole Miss. He's elevating the floor of the job. So when the day comes that he leaves, whenever that is, if it's next year or 5 years from now or somewhere in between, the job has improved. The profile of the job has improved because Ole Miss has stepped to the plate and met the demands of an elite basketball coach to the point where he turned down Texas A&M and all of their money. I know Texas A&M is not like a historically great basketball job, but they offered the Ole Miss basketball coach over $7 million a year and a pretty massive increase in player acquisition money, and he told them no. That will have a lasting effect, a chronic effect on Ole Miss basketball in the future. This is not just it affects them as long as Beard's there. Like I said a second ago, the floor of the program is elevating. And that's the next layer to this. The floor of Ole Miss athletics is elevating. You're seeing it in football. Baseball's already been what it's been for a long time because of Mike Bianco. Ole Miss athletics is thriving in this new era. And I got the question yesterday. We talked about it on the radio show. How are they able to do this? Why is Ole Miss thriving in this era? Why is it now suddenly looking like they are capable of competing resource-wise with the big boys in the SEC and college sports? It's a lot of reasons. Keith Carter is getting his flowers this week, and he deserves all of them, right? Ole Miss has an athletic director that is not only competent, and he's more than competent, but somebody that is, since I've lived here, I've only lived here 15 years, but Keith Carter is the first athletic director at Ole Miss that I am aware of that looked at Ole Miss as no excuses, going to do everything I possibly can to win. The investment, the competency, the way it's run, the investment, the hires, the staff, the organization, everything at the athletic department at Ole Miss is exceptional. And that is a credit to Keith Carter. It's not just Keith Carter, though. They have a chancellor that is sports-minded, that is very supportive. As I understand it, the sentiment from the university side of this is, just win. I will support you in any way. Just go win. What do you need from the university? I will give you everything I can. Just go win. A very supportive and engaged with athletics chancellor that is really allowing Keith Carter to, again, thrive in this era. You've got to have the university pulling the rope in that direction, and they are doing just that. You have a collective that is recognized across the country as innovative, one that is recognized as organized. It's got a former apparel executive running the thing, that is important too. There is, again, pulling the rope in the same direction. So you have university leadership, you have athletic director, you have NIL collective all on the same page. You have mega donors, you have fans, the casual donor, the people with millions of dollars and the people with tens of dollars, all with the same mindset of take my money and just go win, I don't care. The united front that Ole Miss is currently operating under cannot be overstated. How can they compete with Texas A&M from a monetary perspective? Because everybody involved with Ole Miss who gives money by the millions or by the thousands or by the tens is united in what it takes to be done, where that money needs to go, what it takes to win, and how you get there. And that is rare in college sports. I've been in sports media for a decade. This is my 11th year working in sports media, and the amount of stories that you hear about a university president that doesn't really get it, or an AD and a coach that butt heads, or you have schools with this booster group wants this guy, and this booster group wants this guy, and or there's a reluctance from a fan base when it comes to NIL. They're not fully bought in the way Ole Miss fans are. Every stakeholder in Ole Miss sports right now is pulling the rope in the exact same direction. So Ole Miss doesn't have the financial resources in total that Texas A&M does, but all of the people that do have financial resources are in the same mindset. And because of that, a great AD and a president that is deeply supportive and very good for sports at Ole Miss. I don't know anything about the university side, so if you tell me he's great or awful, I'll just take your word for it. But when it comes to supporting athletics, you have the exact right guy for the job leading the university. There's no doubt about that. And then you have coaches that are easily adapted to this era. Now, Beard's, again, a bit unique because of how Ole Miss was able to hire him initially, but he is fully adapted to this era and understands how to engage the fan base, and he's elite on top of it. Lane Kiffin, you guys know the Portal King stuff and all that, but he was very quick to adapt to a new way to build roster and engage transfer portal and stuff like that. So how is Ole Miss able to do something like this? How are they able to fight Texas A&M off for a guy like Chris Beard? That's how. Because everybody is pulling the rope in the same direction, and they are thriving in this new era. Now, fans need to continue to step up and support as best they can. I know it's hard, and people, we've often heard from fans about how they're getting close to the tipping point for how much money they can spend, but Ole Miss is acting now like a big-time player. And like we talked about on Tuesday's podcast, eventually people are going to wake up to the fact that Ole Miss is well-funded. Again, we talked about it on Tuesday where people have this thought about Ole Miss because it exists in Mississippi, which is a rural state that is not economically thriving in the same way the state of Texas is. Because of that, apparently the school is and its alumni are reflective of the state's economics, and that's just obviously not true. I mean, I've noticed over the last couple of days that there are people that for some reason that think that here in Mississippi, everybody's just poor and dumb. And in my experience living in this state now for 15 years of my life, 11 almost here in the metro area of the state capital, it couldn't be further from the truth. And maybe eventually people will wake up to that fact. Maybe eventually people will realize that Ole Miss can be a player in big-time college athletics and can be a player consistently in big-time college athletics. They haven't woken up to that fact yet. Maybe one day they will. All it took was some competency, some great leadership. And you see it across sports. Texas A&M has an athletic director that is struggling right now. And so through all of their resources, it doesn't matter. You see it everywhere. LSU, despite having every possible advantage to win in football, often doesn't. Why not? Bad hires and bad organization and lack of competence. Florida, etc. Big stadiums and money and resources only take you so far. You have to hire the right people and you have to be united. And Ole Miss has hired the right people and the fan base and the administration is united in the effort to win. And maybe one day people in my business will pick up on that fact. They haven't yet, but Ole Miss is going to continue to do things like keep Chris Beard away from Texas A&M, keep Lane Kiffin away from Auburn, and so on and so forth. So a really good day for Ole Miss for sure, but now expectations need to go up. Expectations need to go up. The Ole Miss basketball program is now operating not like it's at the bottom of the league anymore like it used to be. And so luckily you've got a coach that very easily can meet those expectations, but now the fan base needs to kind of alter their mindset, not only with how they support basketball and how important it is, but also what they expect out of it, because this investment is massive and the return on that investment needs to be strong. So just like in football, where Ole Miss fans are disappointed about a 10-3 season, fans need to elevate their expectations for basketball as well. They've had a lot of visitors in the portal. They're in on a lot of big names. We'll see what kind of roster that they can put together and build a nucleus around Malik Dia. So really good stuff all around for Ole Miss. Thank you, guys. Again, I'm sorry. I did not realize I was going to be further out of town. I thought I was going to be an hour away. I'm 2.5 hours away for our remote today, so I'll be getting home late tonight. We'll be back live on Sunday, though, to talk about baseball and then everything else that comes up between now and then. Thank you guys, as always, for making the podcast, which is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com for all of your office technology needs. For you, if you're a Mississippi business and you need tech in the office, absms.com is the place to go. And Priority One Bank, they make you their priority. Online banking platform is outstanding. Local loan servicing and decision making, so you don't need to hop on Zoom or talk to somebody out of state if you want a loan. 16 locations here in Mississippi, because Priority One Bank, they will make you their priority. I'll see you guys on Sunday. Again, thank you for tuning in. Ole Miss Athletics is a player now. They are absolutely a player now. And we'll see if the coaches that have gotten the investments can now match those expectations. I think that they will, but we will certainly find out. Talk to you guys on Sunday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.